Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thursday morning, we got a text at 4 a.m. from our friend Ron. Now, Ron is a fellow who has, I think, everything. At least that's what his wife tells me. She tells me that, in fact, there could not possibly be another thing that they need. But our text at 4 o'clock in the morning was, "I'm in line at Walmart at 4 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning." And he wasn't alone. Prepare the way of the Lord. It's an interesting way that we get ready for God to come. And we can complain and carry on about consumerism and all the ways in which we try to fill ourselves up with that. And we can even sit smugly by and say we refuse to participate. But we still will miss the point. Isaiah, in our text for today, talks about getting ready for the coming of the Messiah. And he says that the day will come when there will raise up a mountain which is the home of the Lord, and the nations shall stream to it. It's a powerful vision, one set in the future tense. And many people will come to that house and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that God may teach us God's ways, and so that we may walk in God's paths." A powerful vision. Well, that would be good enough, except that there's this whole second part to the vision. One that maybe makes us a little less comfortable. This time of year, as you walk down the streets and you walk through the neighborhoods, especially if you go downtown, you hear the chiming of bells. Not a very loud bell. Or maybe you're used to the chiming that you get from the sleigh bells. Remember those? And then you know something's about to happen. Jesus is going to come. It's going to be Christmas. Ching, ching, ding, ching, 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 ching. In a sermon done by another pastor, not me, he brought the bells and he began to ring those sleigh bells. You know, and you could see people going, "It's Christmas time." And he says, but that's not the ringing in Isaiah. And he had an anvil set before the altar and a hammer. And he began to beat on that anvil. And this ringing of that anvil just filled the church. He said the powerful vision that Isaiah has for the coming of the Messiah is not jingle bells, but the ring of swords being beat into plowshares and spears being shaped into pruning hooks. What Isaiah is proposing as the vision of the Messiah coming again is a transformation of everything, where we will make war no more, where peace and love will reign. There's nothing in there about little babies in the manger, or camels, or sheep, or virgins, or any of that stuff. But that God's coming into the world transforms the world. Where Isaiah speaks in the future tense, Paul speaks in the present tense. And he says, God is among you now. Not only is Jesus coming, but the time is now, this very moment. So that mountain of the Lord isn't just something that we're looking forward to in the future and the by and by when God finally gets God's act together and straightens us all out and it's all good. Paul says, no, it's already in you. It's already begun in you. You know what time it is, Paul says. Now is the moment for you to wake up. That means our Advent time is not so much a time of waiting. Couldn't we just sing some nice hymns? Get ready for the baby to come. So nice. Advent is active. Advent is the time that people are called to courageous life. Paul says, lay aside the works of darkness. And then in this wonderful, especially if you're kind of a moralist type, not live honorably during the day, not reveling in drunkenness or debauchery or licentiousness or quarreling or jealousy. Apparently that all only happens at night. Doesn't live in my world. Don't get all of that stuff, but instead put on, literally the verb is to put on Jesus Christ. So for Paul, preparing the way of the Lord is a coming of Jesus, a coming of God that is in the present. It's happening in you. Maybe that's part of what we miss in this Advent season. We forget that God is already on the loose and at work in and through the world, in and through you. So to prepare the way of the Lord is not simply to wait like some kind of observers, but to live out that transformation that God is already doing. Isaiah looks to the future. Paul looks at the present. And Matthew says, I don't know, but quit looking for it. Matthew says, we don't know the time. We don't know when it's going to happen or when this coming will be a part of our lives, but be ready. Now, what would that look like for God's people to be ready? Would it be going to worship more often? Would it be being moral and upright? I'm not even sure not going to Walmart at 4 o'clock in the morning is quite what Matthew has in mind. But it does have something to do with being infected with God's abiding presence. In the Advent conspiracy, the question is asked, can Christmas change the world? Does it make any difference anymore? As I pondered that question, I thought, well, if it doesn't make any difference to all of you, it sure as heck isn't going to make any difference to the world. If the world couches itself and gets itself drunk on consumerism, then we are not putting on Christ. If we give over Advent without a fight, if we give it up without demanding, that our swords be beat into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks, that love will not be for us and for the world. If we do not do those things, then indeed it will not make a difference. But what's cool is that God is truly loose. God is loose in Advent doing that work, and where we fail, God prevails. Where we sit, God moves and moves us. Isaiah looks forward to a time when the holy mountain will be the home of God and the people will stream to it. And Paul looks at the present and says, look, it's already happening here among all of you. And Matthew proclaims that the Son of Man is coming. Be ready. So in this Advent, prepare the way of the Lord. Be watchful. Be active. Be courageous bringers of peace. Live love and beauty. And know to whom you belong. God is loose among us and calling us. And each of you are called again and again to Christ. Adventus, he is coming. Adventus, he is here. Adventus, he will come again. Amen.